TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Extra. Extra. There's a lady named Cindy. And Riggins says that she has some advice for any ladies who have had too much fun this summer.
Okay.
She's an older lady, so she's wise.
Busted. You have spent your whole summer hoeing and scrolling. You better wake up before it's too late.
Hoeing and scrolling.
That's how people spend their summer. Too many people doing that. She goes on to like college campuses, and she's one of those speakers that calls everybody whores, and you know, tequila makes you a slut, and you know,
yeah.
So that's like all of her content is telling young people that they're, you know, need to turn their lives around, hoeing and scrolling. That's her hashtag. Ho no mo.
Yeah. Then she said that at the end. I think.
Ho no mo. She's not wrong.
Yeah. Ho no mo.
But I do know. When we used to go, and when I was in college, there was a thing called Free Speech Alley every Wednesday, and you could get up and say whatever you want. And they'd get up and preach and scream at people as they walk by, and look at her, her skirt so low, whore. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that really all that did was fuel the fire.
And, oh, yeah. And then people start chanting, they're like, yeah. So she's found a little niche.
Yeah, and then other people would just chant things like, yeah, you know, whore, 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 I'm a whore. And whatever. It could be fun.
Yeah.
That's why I would go down there every Wednesday to Free Speech Alley and see what's going on.
Ho no mo. So she's pretty popular this
week. She's very popular, and the kids love her because she'll say, like, you know, you have one shot and you're making out with a stranger. Two shots, you're having a one-night stand with somebody you barely even know.
And
three
usually,
shots?
You usually get cheers after the second. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right on. Sorry, three shots what?
Three shots, anal. I go crazy. I go nuts. So,
but she's preaching against it.
Preaching against it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But you know,
not a comedy routine.
No.
Not no. But not it's a
it can be funny.
Yeah, it's not intentionally funny, but it is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, ho no mo. Hashtag ho no mo. She's trying to get people to get off of it.
And then Cuzfeed has one of these lists that they do all the time. 17 outdated behaviors from the past that would be considered incredibly strange to do today.
Okay.
Smoking in the hospitals and on airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear that one a lot. Not having caller ID. You know, anytime you answered a phone, you had no idea who was calling you. Not knowing one single person's phone number except my vet's office for 30 years. It would be something that the only number that she would remember. You know. Paper maps. Yeah, we get that one a lot.
Yep.
How utterly unsupervised we were as tiny children.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah,
not knowing, you know, if you're meeting up with somebody at a certain place and time and they don't show up, you don't know how to get in touch with them. You don't know what to do. You can't reach out. If you call their home, and if they're not there, then you're like, I don't know where they are and when they're coming.
Yeah. Give them 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. And then about 20 minutes, let me go find a phone and call them before they didn't answer. Well, let's go ahead and go. Something happened.
Arriving at the airport shortly before you take off.
God, man. And especially if you grow up in a small town, the airport was out by my house.
Yeah.
Not far from my house when I was growing up. And it was, you know, you would go out there, like we'd take my dad to the airport, or maybe the one time that I flew. Like we might leave, I don't know, 30 minutes before the flight. It was 5 minutes to the airport. 30 minutes before the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You just walk in and check, give them your stuff and
yeah,
walk right over to the gate and wait and walk out. It was nuts.
Smoking the whole time.
Yeah, my dad would be.
Yeah. Vehicle gas caps behind the license plate.
Yeah.
Photos were expensive, rare, and it took time to even see how they turned out. Calling the movie theater to see what was playing and what the show times were. So, do y'all remember doing any of these as millennials?
Not really.
You and Rob Briggs?
Yeah.
You did?
Remember a good many of them.
Have you ever dealt with a gas tank behind the license plate of a car?
I have, because my dad had a lot of different kinds of cars as I was growing up. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. You, Riggins?
No.
Never done that?
Mm-mm. You had to hold the damn hold the license plate down and unhook it. And,
and let's see. Never. Ever since y'all have been able to fly, you've had to be there early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never had a milkman come to your house for anything.
No, but I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
I think that is so cool. And I don't even drink milk, and I don't use a lot of milk. But just the idea of having the milkman come drop off fresh, cold milk in glass bottles seems so cool to me. I don't know why.
I vaguely remember there being a milkman coming through my neighborhood as a kid. I don't think he came to our house, but I know we had some of our neighbors. When you went over there a lot of times, they'd have the little thing would be sitting outside when you walked
with
up.
With like the little what do you call it? Little carrier thing with the glass bottles in, and then you put the empty bottles back out there. I don't know. There's something so nostalgic about it, even though I never experienced it. I just think it's so cool.
Yeah, and I've only seen it a couple of times. It was on its way out when we were kids.
I was very little when I kind of not even sure I remember it correctly. You know what I mean?
And you have called movie information though, haven't you, Riggins? Or has the internet always been there for you to look up what's playing at the movie?
I know what it is. I don't think I ever did it though.
Yeah. And the Dewey Decimal System. I never knew how to use that anyway.
That's foreign to me.
Even when that was the thing.
Yeah,
I hated Library Day.
Loved Library Day.
Was at the library on Friday.
Run into the mailbox hoping to get a letter from my girlfriend away at college. Or finally getting that cool thing I mail ordered 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Y'all never had that?
No.
I mean, waiting for like stuff I ordered with Kool-Aid points was the closest I ever got to that, I guess.
Hell yeah.
What all did you get with Kool-Aid points, Rob? What was the most valuable thing you got?
Man, I don't remember. It's probably like some sort of fanny pack or something.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that I had in my whole life. I got it when I was very little, and I'd give anything if we still had them, but eventually they just wore out. But I got a big Kool-Aid pitcher and four smaller cups. Each cup was like a mini pitcher. So they looked just like the pitcher. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was the coolest. I'd make my own Kool-Aid in my big Kool-Aid pitcher, and I had Kool-Aid cups to go along with it. And eventually they broke, fell apart. But I had it. We had it all the way through. I was still in high school. We had it. I remember
And you
that.
Got them through Kool-Aid points?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Kool-Aid points were just getting you ready for Marlboro Miles when you got older.
Yeah, either Kool-Aid points or S&H green stamps.
The hell is that?
Whenever you buy groceries, they would give you these trading stamps.
Oh.
And then you'd have to put them in these books, and you know, however many books of stamps was what something would cost at the green stamp catalog or store. Because they would go, if I ever went to the store for my mom, and the first thing when I got, she goes, did you get my stamps? They didn't put them in. You're supposed to, if they don't remember, you got to ask for my stamps. That was a big deal.
Yeah. Because you got great stuff. Mm-hmm. The green stamp store had quality stuff. It was awesome.
It's where our first VCR came from.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Only took 72 books of stamps at 10,000 stamps per book or whatever it is.
A lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah, they were very expensive.
Because it would take a long time to get enough stamps together to go to bother to go over there.
Yeah, it was basically like same concept as miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you use now.
But that's one of the first ones that I read, the first program, like Marlboro Miles, is one of the first big programs that I remember. I never was involved in it.
Sweet jackets from them.
Yeah, I had one. I had a sweet Marlboro jacket.
Didn't Camel do the same thing?
Probably. They probably did. When that Joe Camel came out.
I was called Camel Club.
The Camel Club.
What were they, like barcodes that you'd clip out of your cigarette box?
I don't remember those, but I know like the Kool-Aid, you just had to cut out the little thing that said, cut this out to save. So I'm assuming it'd be something similar.
Marlboro actually had a little thing on the side of the cigarette package that said 100 miles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or however many, 5 miles or 10 miles.
And you just cut it out or something?
Yeah.
We used to have like Ziplocs full of Kool-Aid points because I never remembered to use them at any point.
Did the Marlboro Miles, did you then take them, or did you mail them in or take them to the store? How did that work?
I had to mail
them in. Yeah, I think you sent them
in. Okay. So you had to have 5,000 miles, got you a t-shirt.
Yeah, you just had to fill out a thing. Okay. Like, I want to use these for this jacket.
I love poor people. Yeah. Love it.
And then walking around wearing the, you know, your nicest outerwear has a cigarette logo on it.
Hell yeah.
You know, that's where I was.
Oh man, at the time. They sold book bags, they sold grilling tools.
I bet if you had any of that stuff, you could get a small fortune for it.
I think I
like
still
a Marlboro
have
a book bag?
I still have a Marlboro jacket, I think.
I check out eBay. I bet somebody would pay a small fortune for that.
I bet they would, but you're right.
I'd pay a small fortune. That's sick.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.